We have just completed a very important meeting that the central bank had with the commercial banks, the MDs, managing directors of commercial banks, to brief them about a meeting that we had yesterday with His Excellency the President and also the Minister of Finance regarding the exchange rate deterioration in the last few days. The meeting that we had with the banks reviewed the key factors that we think have resulted into the exchange rate weakening in the last few days. We have also considered a number of measures that we need to take in order to restrain this deterioration. Among these measures that we are undertaking is measures that will ensure the reduction of money supply because there is too much money in the hands of the public. So what we are doing is to try to intervene in the market. We'll provide more dollars into the market. We will also want to support the key priority sectors, including the companies that are bringing fuel to the country and also the companies that are bringing essential commodities to the countries. So we would make sure that they are supplied with the sufficient amount of foreign currency so that our people can get these commodities at affordable prices. We have also talked to banks to make sure that the certain policies that we have issued before are upheld and are respected. In particular, we have issued banks with a circular that regulate the large cash transactions. When people come with large cash, banks need to make sure that the sources of these funds are legitimate sources. So we want banks to abide by those factors. Also, the policy that we introduced last year regarding the special account is a very important policy. We wanted to use it so that the government can buy more foreign currency from the NGOs, international NGOs in particular, and the UN organizations. These funds bought from these organizations can be used also to supply, to support the supply of the important commodities into the country. We have also gave a very strong warning to banks to make sure that banks do not finance foreign exchange trading, because financing foreign exchange trading can increase money supply. It can put more money in the hands of the public. So those are the issues that we have discussed. We encourage banks to use the resources that they have more efficiently. We know this is the season when children are going back to schools, especially those who are in the neighboring countries. So they need to be provided with foreign exchange that the central bank will supply banks with. So mostly those are the issues that we have discussed in this meeting, and I thank you very much.